Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. 9 protesters at Swarthmore College arrested Saturday morning after student activists set up an encampment on campus earlier this week. As KYW Sunny Morgan tells us, the school's Students for Justice in Palestine chapter was warned to peacefully end the encampment before police started taking it down.
In a video posted to the Swarthmore SJP's Instagram account, Stephanie Ives, the vice president of student affairs, walked into the encampment of protesters to give a warning. Ives, joined by Swarthmore Borough Police, told the group their actions put the community at risk.
We have informed you multiple times, in writing and verbally, on Wednesday, Thursday, and yesterday, that this encampment has to disperse. You need to stop participating. It is a violation of college policy. We gave you trespass notices. We posted trespass notices. They were vandalized.
Swarthmore Borough Police Chief Raymond Stufflett.
This is your law enforcement warning. You will have 10 minutes to vacate these premises, leave Swarthmore College property, or you will be arrested.
According to a statement from Swarthmore College President Valerie Smith, several students followed the advice of law enforcement and left the encampment. Smith says the rest of the group ignored warnings and police began disbanding the encampment, arresting 9 people. They say among them, one student and one former student were arrested, all facing misdemeanor trespassing charges. The college says those affiliated with the school will be placed on immediate suspension and cannot return to campus until the student conduct process ends. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Investigators offering a cash reward for information leading to the conviction of a gunman who killed a woman, wounding another in North Philadelphia Friday night. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
Around 9:20 p.m., Philadelphia police officers responded to the intersection of North Marshall and West York Streets, where they found 2 women suffering from gunshot wounds. Police brought one of the victims to the hospital, where she was pronounced dead about 15 minutes after officers arrived to the scene. The second victim was taken to the hospital by ambulance and is now in critical condition. Detectives are trying to piece together what happened leading up to the shooting. No weapons were found at the scene and no arrests were made. Investigators want to hear from anyone who may have information about what happened. A $20,000 reward is being offered if your tip leads to an arrest and conviction. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
All 135 residents of a luxury apartment complex in downtown Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, displaced after a massive 4-alarm fire broke out on Friday on the complex roof. The City of Bethlehem Fire Department said the blaze at 510 Flats on 3rd Avenue in Bethlehem started just before 1:20 in the afternoon as thick smoke poured from the roof, filling the street below. Strong winds quickly fanned the flames across the rooftop. All of that city's available fire units, along with some from Allentown, had to put the fire out and evacuate the residents. The fire wasn't brought under control until 6:50. There were no reported injuries to residents or fire crew members. The complex put people up in hotel rooms. The cause of the blaze still under investigation. On a muddy track at Churchill Downs, Sovereignty wins the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby, an upset. Around this time, 21 years ago, most of us fell for a thoroughbred horse from the Philly area. In fact, Smarty Jones' mania swept the nation when he nearly galloped his way to the Triple Crown. KYW's Vic Raghupathy tells us, after a long wait, Smarty can finally trot into the Hall of Fame.
He almost smiles at you, and you know what? He knows he's an important horse.
Owner Pat Chapman still beams with pride over the champion racehorse she and her late husband Roy bred, soon to be inducted Hall of Famer Smarty Jones.
I'm so pleased that it has happened. Now, I really didn't expect it to happen in my lifetime.
But how can that be, considering Smarty won 8 times and placed once in his 9 races?
Several sports writers on the committee blamed the Chapmans for retiring a horse too young, and there were some very hurtful things that were said.
So Smarty was kept off the ballot until this year, but is getting his flowers after all. Folks around here who bore witness won't soon forget his Kentucky Derby and Preakness wins, the latter by a still record 11 and a half lengths, all while Philly sports was still mired in a quarter century long championship drought.
He just seemed to be the hero that Philadelphia had been wanting.
He was the favorite to clinch the Triple Crown at Belmont, but thanks to a late surge from Birdstone, he came up a length short.
All of us kind of expected him to win that race, but it was not to be. Gosh, he ran the race of his life.
And he earns his long-awaited recognition on August 1st at the National Museum of Racing and Hall of Fame in Saratoga Springs, New York. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.